Morning. Today's daf is daf test in Zvachim. We start on Chesamid Beis. So let's go back. Let's go to the top of the sugya with Tanur Rabbanan, and we speak for the most part about today about the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach. Again, we speak about it in broader terms. It's really an entire Masechta dedicated to the Karban Pesach, but we are discussing it from a Zvachim aspect. We are learning all the basic halachas regarding Zvachim, and we're talking about Karban Pesach in a more generic Zvachim discussion. The Karban Pesach is shecht in the afternoon on the 14th day of Nisan, and it's an interesting Karban. It's a Karban Yachid, it's a Karban Sibur, it's really both. It's individual and it's communal. It's obligatory, right? It's kind of funny. It's a very strange type of carbon, and of course it's a shlamim, and of course it's a carbon that's eaten by the owners of the animal. It's communal and it's individual because on one hand everyone has to bring, on the other hand everyone has to bring their own, or at least register to somebody's Karban Pesach. Everyone has to eat the Karban Pesach. So the Karban Pesach is certainly a hybrid of a number of different types of karbanos. It's, you know, kind of hard to put your finger on what exactly, how we're going to categorize the Karban Pesach, but certainly it's a Karban Shlamim, that we know for sure, even though as a Karban Shlamim it's not eaten for 2 days. A regular Karban Shlamim is eaten for 2 days. The day it's shechted and the full following next day. Karban Pesach, no. Karban Pesach can only be eaten until the evening. Okay, and the other anomaly, the other oddity by the Karban Pesach is that the whole purpose of shecht and Karban Pesach is to eat the Karban Pesach, right? We learned by the Karban Pesach that if you shecht it and nobody eats it, it's not a kosher Karban Pesach. Or if you shecht it for people who can't eat, it's not a Karban Pesach. The whole function, the whole purpose of Karban Pesach is that it be eaten. Okay, good.
If you shecht it and they don't eat it, but you shecht it for people that can eat it,
so then it's better. I mean, right, that
it was good until
right,
didn't need it.
Right, right. That would presumably work. Okay, good. So that's again just a global look at the Karban Pesach, and now we're going to begin our discussion. At its very root, at the very core, the Karban Pesach is a shlamim. Okay, that's what it is. It's eaten by anybody. Anybody, of course, is tahor. It's eaten in Yerushalayim. So at the very root, it is a Karban Shlamim. So what we will be discussing is, what if I shecht the Karban Pesach outside of that small window of opportunity, meaning outside the 14th day, the afternoon of the 14th day of Nisan? What becomes of the animal? So it depends, as we're about to learn. If I shecht it for a Karban, as a l'shem Karban Pesach, for the sake of Karban Pesach, outside of the window, So that's no good. That disqualifies the animal. If I shecht it for any other purpose, for any other karban, it reverts to its shlamim status. Okay? And it will become a shlamim. Tanur Rabbanan, we start with the Gemara, we're 5 lines from the top of the Amud. Pesach bizman l'shmo kasher shelo shmo pasul. So, if you're bizman, if you're in that 14th, in the afternoon of the 14th, so then good. L'shmo, it's perfect. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Shelo l'shmo, it's pasul, as we already discussed back in our Mishnah. Uveshar yimas v'shana, but now here's what we're going to be focusing on for most of today, this line of the Braisa, the rest of the year. Now, rest of the year here means either before or after, doesn't matter, doesn't make a difference. And that will become clear towards the end of today's daf. The rest of the year, lishmo pasul shelo lishmo kasher. So here's the opposite. Here, if I shecht l'shem Pesach, it's no good, it's disqualified, because it's not the right time. But if it's shelo lishmo, if I shecht it for anything other than Karban Pesach, now anything other means any other karban. So let's go down our list. Ola, chatas, asham, shlamim. Any subcategory of shlamim, toda, bechor, meiser, right? And we're going to get so comfortable with all these terms. So, right? So, any other karban, it reverts back to its root karban, which is a shlamim. Pesach, by its root, by its very roots, is a shlamim. And so, therefore, you can eat it as a karban shlamim. Okay? That is the braisa. It's simple. It's very clear. It's an inverted halacha. Whether you shecht it bizmano or shalom bizmano, the halach is exactly the inverse. So Menahani Milus of the Gemara now will spend the rest of today discussing the second half of the Braisa. How do I know this? How do I know that shechting a shalom bizmano, as long as I'm not shechting l'shem Pesach, as long as I shecht it for anything else, it reverts to a shlamim. I'm Rav Uda Shmuel, I'm Rav Krav. Okay? Now, we're quoting a pasuk in the beginning, the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra. Now, you understand that the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra is not talking about Karban Pesach. It's giving us the very generic rules of of how to handle animals and karbanos. And it starts off by talking about Ola. Right? The very first perek is talking, for the most part, about Ola. Ola of an animal, Ola from sheep, Ola from birds. It's talking about Ola. And then, and then the next perek base is talking about Mincha. We'll talk a little bit this morning about Mincha. And then the third perek talks about Shlamim. Okay, good. So in other words, it'll be a little bit of a strange drasha, but it's a drasha. The Gemara says, "V'im natzon karbano lezevach shlamim l'Hashem, im min karbano lezevach shlamim l'Hashem." By the way, it's here on the side of the Gemara. It says Vayikra Aleph, so I think we're going to change that. Right? We're going to turn that into a gimel, right? Because it's Perek Gimel. Yeah. So good. So good, right? So we're going to change it to Perek Gimel. So davar haba min atzon yehi lezevach shlamim. So good. So anything that comes from sheep is lezevach shlamim. So how does this drasha work? So the Rashi explains the drasha basically works like this. It says, the pasuk says, im min atzon, something that comes from sheep. Now, again, any shlamim can come from sheep. But the fact of the matter is that Karban Pesach can come from tzon. Now, just important, just realize this from the very beginning. The word tzon itself, we translate in English as sheep. But tzon is a generic term. Tzon means small little animals. Incorporated in tzon is sheep and goat. Okay? So tzon is anything that can come from sheep and goat, and that's the Karban Pesach.
Where do we see that?
Sorry.
Where
I don't know.
It's actually discussed.
Maybe where it defines says sex of and say easy.
So right, it's a generic term. I don't have right now. The sheep is keves. Sheep is keves. Goat is aiz. Sown is for both. I mean. I can tell you that Rashi says it, but
okay.
So the imen atzon karbanol zevach shlamim laHashem, and the Gemara says like this: if it's sown and you bring it as a karban, it turns into zevach shlamim. Now again, that's not the simple pshat in the pasuk understood, but in the world of drush, in the drasha standpoint, that means that if I take sown, which is karban Pesach, and I shecht it any other time of the year, it reverts back to becoming a shlamim. Shlamim Hashem. Davar abam and atzon yehi lezevach shlamim. Good. The Gemara says there's a lot of ways that we can go in terms of drasha, even if you don't want to go with pashup shot. Eim shlamim in midach rin alo. So the Gemara says, first and foremost, look, the halacha is, as we already pointed out this morning, that if I have any other carbon in mind, it reverts back to shlamim. The Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe the halacha would be that that's only if I have a machshav of shlamim does it revert to shlamim. Amar Rabbi Ila, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, li zevach l'rabbas kol zevach. So the word li zevach is a ribui, comes to be inclusive, it comes to include any karban. Ema, kol deshach l'havi kamosa. The Gemara says, okay, but maybe the way to understand the halacha is like this, that whatever I think, that's what it becomes. Meaning that if I think shlamim, becomes shlamim. If I think ola, the Karban Pesach turns into an Ola. So, I have ksiv l'shlamim v'zevach. So, k'dekamar. The Gemara says, I would have even gone with that thought process if the Torah would have said, shlamim v'zevach. Right? But it doesn't. Hasha d'ksiv l'zevach shlamim l'chol d'shachit le shlamim l'heveh. The end point of any reassignment is going to be shlamim. So, if I have a Karban Pesach and I shech the shalob bizmano, any other carbon immediately reverts it back to a shlamim.
This
only works for carbon Pesach.
What's the hint
that right. I don't know. Right? Because really, generically, it's talking about all shlamim.
Is it true about, are there other things that are, like in Pesach's a fancy shlamim?
Right. Right, it's root. It's
toda,
toda, bechor, meiser. No, this only works by Pesach. This only works by Pesach. The Gemara is going to. Right, the Gemara is going to that. The Gemara is going to discuss. That'll be a big part of today's discussion.
If you check Korban Pesach, Shalom is mine.
Right.
Isn't it a shlamim anyway? Whether you have the right intention or the wrong intention.
isn't it a shlamim anyway? Right, shalab is mano, it turns into a shlamim. But if I shecht l'shem karban Pesach, no. Then that's no good.
Then it's possible.
Right. Absolutely. So ema. Again, we're just trying different ways in terms of how to darshan the pasuk. Again, you know, this is a gemara being the laboratory, right? Where we have a pasuk, we're darshing it. We know what the conclusion is. We're well aware of that. But the gemara, in its laboratory form, in its experimental form, is going to now try different ways of how to darshan. So the gemara says ema lezevach klal shlamim prat. So maybe the correct way to darshan the pasuk is through the method of klal uprat. Klal uprat ema klal amasha beprat. Now we know if it's klal uprat, that means that the prat is a definition and it's only the prat. Shlamim in midech minilo. So the gemara says no, la hashem hadar klal. So but the pasuk ends off by saying la hashem and la hashem chazar klal. So now it's the format of klal uprat klal. The gemara first takes care of a very technical point. Maskef la Rav Yaakov min arpa kod halodami klala basra la klala kama klala kama marbi zvachim. Look, the two klalim, the bookmarks of our klala part of klal are not the same. The first klal is zvachim, is karban, and visulo klala basra la Hashem. And the second klal is, I'm sorry, the first. Let me say it better. The first klal is zvachim, meaning animals. Zevach is an animal. Right, and then the second klal is la Hashem, any offering to God, which is birds and mincha and kol de la Hashem v'afilu la'afos v'afilu menachos. So there, the two klalim are not exactly the same. So the Gemara says that's a technical problem, and we're not bothered by that technical problem. Hatan de Rabbi Shmuel b'klal uprat darish ki ha'gavne. Rabbi Shmuel, who is the mastermind of klal uprat uklal, he's okay. He's totally acceptable with the fact that the two klalim are not exactly the same. Okay.
In such a situation, you've got like the more inclusive, the less inclusive first klal, or the more inclusive ninth klal?
Right. Good question. I would guess first.
It sounds like you go by the less inclusive one because you're not saying
right.
That anything.
Correct. Correct. Mean. Correct. Right. Right. Good. So klal uprat uklal iata dan elakena prad ma prad mefor shehu shelo lishma v'kasher av kol shehu lo lishma v'kasher. So the Gemara says so good. So now what happens? What's happening in the middle of this of the two klalim? We have a shelo lishma. You have a karban pesach. You shechted a shelo bizmano. Excuse me. And the result is it turns into a shlamim. So any shelo lishma is going to turn into a shlamim. Gemara says still not convinced. If this is a methodology, ima prat mefurish davar abba menedav nedav rav kol habba benedav unedava olu shlamim in chatas vashem lo. Good, but even the example given in the middle, whenever we go klal uprat uklal, it's ke'in haprat. The example over here is an example, it's a prototype. So it's got to be things like it. So olan shlamim, which are donated karbanos, is like a shlamim. But not chatzis nashim. Chatzis nashim are never neder unedava. They always come as a result of an obligation. So Ella, so the Gemara says, so our method of klal uprat uklal would have been nice, but it doesn't work because it's limiting in terms of what it includes. That means that if I have a kavana of either ola or shlamim, it turns into a shlamim. But if I have a kavana of chatzis or ashim, it doesn't turn into a shlamim, and that's not the conclusion we need to arrive to because it's the brisa is very clear. Any shelo lishmo on the karban pesach shelo bizmano turns it into a shlamim. So the Gemara concludes, fine, it's not klal uprat. Ella lezevach ribuihu. The word lezevach is a ribui. Now, what just happened over here in the Gemara, so Rashi explains, we can't darshan klal uprat uklal. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Eino lashon klal, velo darshina lebechlal uprat. Rashi writes, this is just simply not, it's not negotiable. It's not klal uprat. She'ein klal uprat is bayin miribui lashon, elami mashma'os hamikra'os. Because, just because there's an extra word in the pasuk, does not entitle us to go klal uprat uklal. Ukegon bechol asher taveh nafshecha klal, v'chein mina behema klal, bakar v'tzon prat. Right, if I have independent standing words, meaning not extra words, but words that are necessary just for the simple pshat of what's going on over here. Some animals, klal. Right? Chol asher taveh nafshecha, klal. Those can be used as klal, but just because it's an extra word inserted into the pasuk doesn't automatically make it a klal. The words lizevach shlamim, they're stuck to one another, those two words. Ke'ilu kasov lizevach hashlamim. The kray yisera ba'amahu. All it is, says Rashi, is just an extra word. That doesn't, that no longer fits under the category of klal. Davem matzal mechtav lishlamim v'chol mikra shal lashon yitur eino lichlal uprat. Yitur lashon, just extra words, doesn't allow for klal uprat. Elo l'rabos. Kaman dechsiv lishlamim v'zevach tami. Yisrabu le'kol azvachim. So now it's extra word. It's a ribui. That's what it is. It's not klal uprat. Good. So the Gemara says, elo zevach ribuhu, ema. New attack. Okay, good. So far what we have right now is we have a pasuk in the Perek Gimel and Vayikra. We have darshened it. We do not darshen the klal uprat. We darshen it as a simple ribui, and that means any time that I have a Karban Pesach, and it's not the 14th day of Adar, it's not the afternoon of Adar, that's great. Right? Nisan. Right. I got excited. Anytime it's not the 14th day of Nisan, and I shech the Shelo Lishmo, and it doesn't matter what other carbon I have in mind, bottom line is, it turns into a Shlamim. Good. Ema, L'chol D'Shachilei Le'Havei Kavasei. So, now the Gemara says, why not simply say that I understand that I can redesignate the Karban Pesach, but why not redesignate it for whatever you want it to become? Meaning, once I know that a Pesach can turn into a Shlamim, can we argue that a Pesach can turn into an Ola? A Pesach can turn into a Chatas? Why can't it become any one of those things? Now, Chatas is a little more of a stretch, right? Like we talk all the time in the world of Zvachim. Chatas is really it's a Karban that you need to bring. So, okay, fine, but still,
Pesach is eaten by the person.
But still, the idea is that let it become what you intend it to be. If it can turn from Pesach to Shlomim, why not turn to something else? So, Ema l'chol d'shachilei l'havik havasei, Amar Rabbi Avin. So Rabbi Avin, the way he formulates it is, Dochen kashem ne'echalam, etzel kashem ne'echalam, vein dochen kashem ne'echalam, etzel kashem she'enam ne'echalam. So look, turning it into from a Pesach into a Shlomim, they're both edible. Turning it from a Pesach into an Ola is not edible, right? So that's it's too far a stretch.
So I would have thought that the answer should be about what's done with these karbanos, not what's eaten. But I'm saying
right,
a Pesach and the Shlomo, they say it's like a super Shlomo.
Correct.
Matanos and the Dam are the same.
Right. It's fundamentally Shlomo.
The Ola is a different
right, animal. But it's a little bit strange, right? If you had Shlamim in mind, so that's easy. But if you had another carbon in mind, it goes back to Shlamim. So I understand. In other words, I'm with you. It reverts to Shlamim, right? That's what I would say also. But the Gemara is entertaining this idea that maybe it can convert to something else as well.
It's fundamentally Shlamim. Shlamim is not obligated.
Correct. Understood. Totally understood.
Yes, I
think. Right? Agreed.
In the Mishnah by Shulman, Akazaria, right?
Right.
We said that you could upgrade it. So wouldn't that be an upgrade that would be acceptable if Pesach is Kachet Kalim and
even in the Mishnah, upgrading doesn't mean you can upgrade it. It means that if you have a Kavana to upgrade it,
right,
then it doesn't disqualify the Karban.
So you have the Kavana to upgrade it
right, Pesach, but it doesn't actually turn into that animal. It just simply means it doesn't disqualify the animal. Here, we're saying that the Pesach turns into a Shlamim. So the way Rabbi Tushwal says it is the way I'm comfortable. In other words, because it is a Shlamim. It's not really turning into a Shlamim. It is already a Shlamim. But the Gemara is just right now operating just let me understand that better. Why doesn't it turn into another animal? Right? And so the Gemara says, look, it's not going to turn into an Ola because that's ridiculous. An Ola is inedible. A Shlamim is edible. So then the Gemara says, fine. Atu chatas va'ashlam mitlam it achle. So the Gemara says, okay, but Ashram and Chatas are edible. So the Gemara says, yeah, but not, yeah, but still. Eladochin kashem ne'acham l'chol adam, eitzel kashem ne'acham l'chol adam, ve'indochim kashem ne'acham l'chol adam, eitzel kashem she'in ne'acham l'chol adam. You're right, chatas and nashim are edible. But the population is a smaller population. Who can eat chatas and nashim? Zichrei kohuna, only the male kohanim. They're the only ones who are entitled to eat carbon chatas. So your Pesach can be eaten by anybody. All of Klal Yisrael can eat a Karban Pesach, and then to convert it into something which is only edible by Zichrei Kohuna, it's too much. It's too much of a conversion. So therefore, the only thing that will result is it goes from Pesach to Shlamim. And again, the halacha is a little bit strange because it doesn't matter what shelo lishmo kavani yahad, any carbon, it reverts simply back to a shlamim.
The only feature of the Pesach carbon of shlamim is the fact that everybody can eat it. That's make it shlamim.
And
that's because that's
who can eat it? Who and where?
Those two.
Those two factors really, and I would say amount of time, but the carbon Pesach is different. But who and where? Who is anybody and where is all of your shlamim?
So those are the two
factors. Chatas, who can eat it is only zichrei kahuna. Where is only in the azara. And that's it.
So those are the two features that basically...
Two main features.
Two main features that would divide every single carbon from each other.
Right, that tells us categorically where they belong.
What about the question Ben raised yesterday, Pesach Sheni?
We'll get to that. The Gemara is going to discuss that. All right? End of today's Amud. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abin Amar, Dochen Kachem, Kalam Eitzel Kachem, Kalam Ein Dochen Kachem, Kalam Eitzel Kachem, Kachem. Okay. We're just saying it in a slightly different format. Kachem, right... I don't want to take the Pesach, which is Kachi Kalim, lighter Kachim, it's in the lower category of Kachim, and bring it up to Kachi Kachim, meaning either Ola Chatzis or Asham. I can't do that. So Maskefla, so the Gemara says, Maskefla Rav Yitzchak Berebi Svarav, or Svarin, you're going to see some strange names, some unique names in Zvachim that we don't have throughout the rest of Shas.
Why is that different people?
I think so. I think people, and this is just me speculating, but I think you had like specialties, but you know, specialists, right? Zvachim specialists who only learn Zvachim. Ema shachte l'shem meiser l'have meiser. Oh, so the Gemara says, good. If you're telling me that it's a function of, we can't upgrade it, meaning if you're an economy class, you can't go to first class. Okay, that I understand. But still, even in the back of the plane, right, there still are different, you know, right, there's still different aisle versus window, right, emergency exit. In other words, even in the world of Kachi Kalim, so why don't you suggest the following? So listen, take the Karim Pesach, shecht it, right, outside of the 14th day of Nisan, and shecht it, L'shem Meiser. Meiser, of course, here means Meiser Behema. Every 10th animal is now Meiser Behema.
It has to be a Meiser.
Huh?
It has to be a Meiser. Meiser is like the first, the firstborn.
No, that's Bechor. That's Bechor.
So Meiser, the 10th one.
The 10th animal.
It's not the 10th one.
Okay, wait. So Lamayhil Chassan. Now the Gemara says, now first of all, so what? Okay, so it becomes Meiser. Meiser is just a subcategory of Shlamim. So the Gemara says, yes, but there are unique halachas by Meiser. Lebay Nesachim, Ulamilka Allah, below Yigael. By Meiser, there are unique halachas by Meiser. Number one, there are no Nesachim by Meiser. By regular Shlamim, there are. By Meiser, there's no Nesachim. That's number one. Number two, there's an Issur in the Torah. I'm not allowed to sell Meiser. My Meiser Behemah, I cannot sell it to anybody. There's a prohibition in the Torah of not selling it to anybody. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, not in Rashi. Shittu Mekabetzes has a discussion that this Issur of not selling it is only while the animal is alive, not after it's dead. We're talking about, obviously, here after it's dead, after it's shechted. Okay, so... We're not gonna get into that. But anyway, Amakra has
sell other shlamim after the shechted. I could give people, you guys hungry?
Right? Can you sell it?
Sell other carbon?
No.
Shlamim has to be eaten by the balam.
Should be eaten by the balam. In other words, the balam are entitled to it. They are the ones who are entitled to it. Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. They are entitled to it.
They
certainly are allowed to. We're certainly allowed to invite people to
invite people and get money for it.
Right. But by Meiser, I understand that. But by Meiser though, you can't there's a prohibition in the Torah. In other words, let's say you have the shlamim and say, look, you want to offer my shlamim? Right? Just, you know, give me a little bit of money. You can't do that by Meiser. It's an Isser in the Torah to do that. Of Lo Yigael.
By shlamim, you can.
By shlamim, apparently, you can. Okay? So, Amakra, ha'asiriya, kodeshzeh meiser, ve'nacher meiser. So, the Gemara says, fine. In theory, it would work, but we have a pasuk that says it can't. You can't turn your karban Pesach into meiser. Ema, shachtu l'shem b'chor, la'ava k'b'chor. And the Gemara says, okay, so good. So, meiser is ruled out. But what about b'chor? How about turning the karban Pesach into a b'chor? L'mayil chesed d'lo libay nesachim. So the Gemara says, by Bechor doesn't require Nesachim. E nami deleis vele kohanim, Bechor. So the, I'm sorry, deleis vele kohanim. Or the Gemara says also another point, of course, is that a Bechor goes to a Kohen. Bechor is one of the Matnos Kahuna. It's gifts to the Kohen. So maybe by turning the Karban Pesach into a Bechor, it means that you're going to have to give this animal to a Kohen.
What about the basic concept that it's not a Bechor?
Right.
Forget about where it's going.
Right. I'm going to take your question. I'm going to put it on hold because your question is going to be so strong in the next couple lines of Gemara for the next attempted conversion. but you're right, though. In other words, the Bechor is a firstborn. That's what it is.
Right. By definition, it has to be a firstborn.
And what the Gemara here is suggesting is give this all the rules and regulations, the status of a Bechor. That's what the Gemara is suggesting.
Could you potentially substitute something for a Bechor?
Right. Okay, so I understand what you're saying. It is strange, but use all the rules of a Bechor and apply it to this. So Bechor Nami, Avra Mimaiser Gamar, is a Gzeir Shava. You'll see the Gzeir Shava time and again throughout the Masechta, that really Meiser and Bechor are linked. They're linked through a Gzeir Shava, and just like by Meiser we've already established, nothing else can become Meiser. Only the tenth animal can become Meiser. Nothing else can gain the status of Meiser. Same thing is true with Bechor. Nothing else gains the status of Bechor. The Ema Shachar L'Shem Temura. The Gemara says, well, how about if you shechtel l'shem tamura? Now, this is a head-scratcher. This is just difficult to understand. Wow. Because tamura is not a carbon. It's not a type of carbon. Tamura means that anytime I try to make an exchange between this carbon and another animal, hu usmura so ye kodesh. Both become kodesh. But tamura is not a type of carbon. So it's just difficult to understand here in the Gemara what the Gemara is even entertaining by saying, how about if I shech the animal, the shame tamura, for a tamura?
Unless it's a Bechor of a donkey.
Okay, but I understand that, but that's not... No, donkey's redemption. This is not redemption. The Gemara here is suggesting temura, which is...
Who usmura
so ye kodesh?
What does that mean?
It means that the original animal doesn't change. The original animal stays, and the second animal becomes whatever the first animal was.
So that's not crazy.
But it's not a... I understand that, but it's not a type. It's not a type. There's no status by temura.
No, but if you have the maaser, the tenth one, we have a moon. What happens?
Then you can redeem it.
You redeem it, or you cannot exchange it to another one for it.
No, you redeem it. You redeem it. So the aim of shachtel l'shem tamur lehavet tamur lamai hilchasa lemilka alav. So the Gemara says, first of all, malchus tamur, you get malchus, even though it's a lav shein b'maisa. There is no action in tamura. It is a verbal prohibition by you trying to reassign. There's no action involved, but still. So it's an exception to the rule. With every rule, there's an exception. So tamura is an exception to the rule. You're going to get malchus. Inami lamekem alav, but lo yimakir v'lo yigael. Also, again, there's prohibitions of not selling and not redeeming the tamura. So again, maybe this carbon pesach, if I shecht it l'shem tamura, will have a new lav of lo yamirenu and another lav of lo yimakir v'lo yigael. So Amar Marzucha Breder Rav Nachman Amar Kravaya Hu Usmur So We Have the word is Hu. This is a Tamura Zu Tamura Vein Acher Tamura. Again, no other carbon gets status of Tamura. Ve'ema, one more of these. Shach L'Shem Toda LaHavik Toda. What about if I take the carbon Pesach Shalab is Mano Shechta for the purposes of a carbon Toda? Again, Toda is a Shlamim type carbon where. It can be eaten by anyone. It can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Tod, as we've been discussing now a couple times already, is brought because somebody went through a life-threatening experience and survived. So a survivor brings a carbon toda.
40 loaves.
And he brings bread. Lamai hilchasa lahatino lechem. And the Gemara says, and look, if the carbon Pesach takes on the status of a toda, if I shech l'shem toda, maybe that will now require me to bring bread. The Gemara says, what an absurd conclusion. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? As a carbon Pesach, he didn't require bread. Now as a carbon Toda, it's going to require bread? That's crazy. But the Gemara says, it's not so crazy. Ihachi hashanami mi'ika midi de Pesach gufei lo bai nesachem u'mosro bai nesachem. So the Gemara says, it's not crazy. Carbon Pesach doesn't require nesachem. But when I shecht a shlo bizmano, and now it reverts back to a shlamim, it requires nesachim. You could have made that same argument. As a carbon pesach, it didn't require nesachim, but now as a shlamim, it does. But it does. Because it becomes a shlamim. So I would say the same thing by a Toda. It does.
Isn't Toda a subcategory of Shlomim anyway?
Correct. So, correct. That's exactly why the Gemara is having all this discussion. Because Toda is another form of Shlomim. So let the Pesach become another form of Shlomim, a Toda. Anan hachi kamrin, and the Gemara says, your point is well taken. Here's an argument, and it's an excellent one. Look, Mosar Toda, right? Rashi gives the example over here. I set aside my carbon Toda, and I lose it. And I don't know what to do now. So I have to set aside another carbon Toda, and I do so. And with that, with the second carbon Toda that I set aside, I bring 40 loaves of bread. And I found my lost lamb. I found my lost carbon Toda. This is what's called Mosar Toda. It is a carbon Toda, but I don't need it anymore because I already offered my carbon Toda. So what do I do with this? I bring it up as a carbon. Does it require loaves of bread? No, it doesn't. So the Gemara's argument over here is that Mosar Toda doesn't require 40 loaves of bread. So then you would think a Pesach that quote-unquote converts to a Toda is going to require 40 loaves of bread? No.
Is that true with other kavanos? No, if you lose them and you find the original guy, you don't have to bring it exactly the same way? Well, why is it different way?
Why? I don't know. I don't know. Is it based on psukim? I'm unsure.
It's a lot of bread.
40 loaves. And for some reason, Toda, the time limit for eating Toda is less. It's not, in that way, it's not like a regular Shlomim. Regular Shlomim is 2 days carbon Toda, 1 day and one night, and that's it. So it's a lot of bread, and it's a small window of time.
Pesach, one day.
Not even 1 day, it's one night. Carbon Pesach is one night.
It's closer to Tana.
And half a night, according to one Tana. Maskev la Rabbi Abba Bar Chiya, v'temer Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, b'chol asar. Right, b'chol asar v'asar. B'chol asar at amart min la hotzi v'kan min la rabos. Okay, we're back. Okay, with all the... We entertain so far in the Gemara. Why not? Why doesn't it turn into a chatas? Why doesn't it turn into an asham? Why doesn't it turn into b'chor, meiser, toda? And the Gemara had answers for every one of those questions. And so therefore, basically what comes out now is a punchline, which again, we always knew, but this is the Gemara and this is process. And the punchline is that any time I shech the Karm Shlamim, the Karm Pesach, Shalob Izmano, it turns into Shlamim, it reverts to Shlamim, period. The Gemara says, let's go back to our drasha. The drasha is in Paragimel, the im min hatzon. Min always is minimizing, and here you're doing the opposite of what min does. And you are including, and this is what bothers the Gemara. Maskev lo Rav Avin Bar Chiya v'tem Rav Avin Bar Kahana b'chol atarat amart min lahotzi v'kan min larabos. And here min is a ribui, and Rashi gives examples. Where do we see min being a miut? We're minimizing. Right? Rashi quotes the Gemara Baba Kama. Min lahotzi ukagon. Min behema lahotzi rova v'nirva. An animal that was sodomized cannot be brought as a carbon. Min abakar lahotzi es aneva. An animal that was worshipped cannot be brought as a carbon. Min, right. Min hatzon lahotzi es a muksa. Something that was set aside for avodah zara cannot be used as a carbon. So you see, min is a miut, and here we're including. Amrav mani hachanami min lahotzi. Delo asi ben shtei shanim velo asi ben akeva. What do you mean? It is minimizing. Because look, and this gets back to Rabbi Churchill's question earlier this morning. How do I know that we're talking about Karban Pesach? Right? Where in the pasuk does it say Karban Pesach? And sown is a generic term that applies to male animals, female animals. Age of animal doesn't matter. Goats. Karban Pesach is only male, not female, and only a year old. So how do we know we're talking about Karban Pesach? That's the min. The min over here tells me that we're talking about a subcategory of Shlamim, right? Delo asi ben shtei shanim, velo asi ben nekeva. A two-year-old already, you're too old to be brought as a Karban Pesach. It only can be in its first year. And also, not female. Now, female animals are not brought as a Karban Pesach. So, maskev l'Rav Chaga Bagdasa, umimatzis amar techiksiv hai b'mosa Pesach siv, v'hadim midichsiv im kesev, im eiz mechlal delav b'mosa Pesach siv. So the Gemara says, look, if you read on in the Psukim, right, meaning, in one parsha it says, im enatzon karban alozevach shlamim la'ashem, zachar unakeva, etc., etc. Then, the next parsha says, v'im eiz karbano, v'ikrivu lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, it's a little bit strange that you're assuming that we're talking about Moser Pesach, because the very next parsha is Eiz, and Eiz, and Karban Pesach can be brought by a goat. So how are you assuming that this parsha over here, the parsha of Imen Atzon, is talking about Pesach, when meanwhile Eiz can also be brought by Karban Pesach? Im Eiz Mechal De Lava Moser Pesach Siv. So the Gemara says no. Hahu Mi Baile Lechetetanya Keves LaRabos Es Pesach LaAl Ya Kishu Omer Im Keves LaRabos Pesach She'ivrash Nasa. The Im Keves is coming to include a Karban Pesach that was over a year old, as we're about to establish. Even if, let's say it's Moser Pesach, it's left over from Karban Pesach, meaning we, for whatever reason, we didn't need it. And not only that, but it's now over a year old. So I might have thought, it's on, it's done, it's over. Meaning I can't even call that Moser Pesach anymore. And the Gemara is going to tell us, no, it's still called Moser Pesach. Ushlamim habayim b'achas Pesach l'chometz v'shlamim. I'm sorry, shiyatinu smicha unesachim etunufa chazev v'shok. Kishomer im eiz hifsik ha'inyan. Limeid ala eisha eno tu'una alya. The only thing that the Torah is trying to tell us by saying the im eiz is that by a goat, there's no alya, there's no tail requirement. Fine. Meaning to say like this. Meaning that if I have a Karban Pesach, look, I have an option. I can either bring sheep or I can bring goat. Male sheep or male goat, either way. The male sheep, however, it's got this big fat tail, right? And the alya, the tail of the sheep, has to go up on the mizbech. It's one of the imurim. It's one of the parts of the animal that goes up on the mizbech. Eiz has got this tiny little tail. And, right? Anyone go to the petting zoo? Right? You know. It's got this tiny little tail. It doesn't, the tail of the Eiz doesn't go on the Mizbeach, and that's all the Torah is trying to do by pointing out, I know it's only one halacha, but that's what the Im Eiz is coming to do, just differentiate between the tail of a sheep versus the tail of a goat. Okay. So what we do with it is we offer it as a shlamim. Okay.
It has to be the same.
So I saw. This is Achronim discusses. Meaning, when the Pesach turns into a Shlamim, so does it still retain some of the special Pesach halachas? The Gemara never discusses that. The Achronim I saw have that discussion, in one of my cheat notes. But the Gemara doesn't have that discussion.
When you discuss the age of the
right.
When is the age determined? By the time that it's
born,
designated or brought as a korban. When is
it has to be by the 1 year mark means when the time when Pesach the time is actually offered. It has to be offered as a ben shnato.
Before
it turns its first year, finishes its first year of life. Okay, limit al eisha. I'm sorry. The hamehacha nafka midavudishmol nafka. Now the Gemara says, look, we have now established that there's this halacha of Moser Pesach, that any time that I shecht a Karban Pesach chutz mizmano, outside of its time, it turns into a shlamim. Okay, and we established it from Min Atzon. Okay, the Gemara says, it's nice, but we have two other sources that tell us this very same halacha. The Gemara says, first of all, mehacha nafka min davu d'shmol nafka da'amar, avu d'shmol v'im min atzon karbanol l'zevach shlamim, davar haba min atzon yehidu l'zevach shlamim. The Gemara says, we learn avu d'shmol has another drasha. V'akati mid'Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Nafka. D'Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Baravua Minan L'Moser Pesach Shekar Shlamim Shenemar. And he learns it from Parshas Re'ei. V'zavach the Pesach L'Hashem L'kechet Son of Akar. V'alo Ein Pesach Ba Ela Min HaKvasim Min HaYizin. Right, what does it mean? Son Ubik Bakar. Karban Pesach doesn't come from a cow. Ela Mikan L'Moser Pesach She'el Adavra Haba Min HaSon Min HaBakar. U'mayni U'shlamim. Right, and we already saw the drasha of Rav Nachman earlier. We have so far now three drashas that point to the same idea. Ela Tlasa Kreik Siva. Tlasa Kreik Siva. And the Gemara basically will now say yes, yes, and yes. We need all three drashas. All three drashas tell us are building blocks one on top of another. And here the Gemara now will wrap up this entire discussion of Moser Pesach. Chad le'ibras mano ve'ibras naso. Look. One, if I only had one drasha, I would say like this. It's after Pesach, and the animal is now too old. And so therefore what? I mean too old, meaning it turned, right, it's over a year old. So now you would say, good, this is where it can revert to, it turn into a shlamim. Because Pesach is over, and the animal's too old. So, okay, and the Torah tells me, if the Torah only would have told me on one occasion, it can turn into a shlamim, and this is the place where I would best understand it.
That's by definition, because anytime Pesach is over, the animal's going to be too old for the next Pesach.
Wait. Chad, you're right, but I'm going to ask you to wait anyway. Chad le'ibras mano velo shnaso. And then I have another drasha. That's le'ibras mano velo shnaso. Let's imagine where Pesach is over, but the animal's not too old. And, right? And here we go. And when are you going to bring it? And you'll bring it on Pesach Sheni. V'chad lelo ibra lo zmano v'lo shnaso. And now I have a third drasha.
But the thing is, you have to qualify to bring for Pesach Sheni. You have to be tamei. Otherwise, you can't just bring it.
I understand that. But if I have a carbon Pesach already, it was already set aside for whatever reason, it wasn't used.
But the thing is that you have to have a good excuse to be able to bring your Pesach for Pesach Sheni.
Good, just but you'll go to the... I understand that. But you'll go to the Beis HaMikdash and you'll say, look, I'm sorry, I was tamei. And the Beis HaMikdash will say, perfect. Because I happen to have this carbon Pesach that wasn't used.
Oh, yeah, wow.
But the thing is, what if you were not Tamei, you just didn't offer the sacrifice? Then you can't offer
it. I understand.
Who was.
Fine, exactly.
But that's not his soul.
Well,
you're focusing on the person.
Don't. Focus right now on the animal. The animal itself could be used for Pesach Sheni.
The animal cannot be given from one person to another person.
That's the question I asked before, which means...
Right, right. V'chad, and now that I have a third drush and a third pasuk, lo ibra lo zmano v'lo shnaso. Now we're gonna go to the biggest chiddush, which is it's before Pesach. In other words, so now you're in the month of Adar and you set aside the carbon Pesach, and who knows why, but you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and we shech to shelo l'shmo, certainly shelo b'zmano, but shelo l'shmo, you shechted it for shlamim, for an olaf, whatever, for not carbon Pesach. So now the biggest chiddush is, even though you would say that's ridiculous, what do you mean? Save it for Pesach. And if I shech the premature, I should be disqualified. And now we'll have the third drush and the third chiddush is that even before Pesach, it can turn into a shlamim.
Understand, if they don't the shechita, how can it wait until Pesach Sheni?
Right. It's fine. It's fine that you don't understand. It's odd that somebody would do that, would bring it before Pesach, but still.
No, but once the shechita is done, cannot wait until it's Pesach Sheni.
But the point is that it turns into a shlamim. You could have made the argument. It's nothing.
Before shechita, it turns into shlamim.
No, at the point of shechita. Utzricha, the ikas rachman achad hava mina hechad avresh nasav is mano diet chemi pesach legamre. Aval, here the Gemara just spells it all out. Aval ivres mano veloshen nasav de chazir la pesach sheni. It's fit for pesach sheni imalo. The ikas rachman ahani tarte mishum de itchalam imasayu. There, pesach has come and gone. Aval hechad al avrelo is mano veloshen nasav de chazir la pesach imalo. I would have thought no, it can't turn into a shlamin because it's earmarked for pesach. Utzricha, therefore. All three drushas become necessary. Good. And that will, for the time being, end our discussion about Shechting Karban Pesach, Chutz Mizmano, outside of its prescribed time, where again the halacha is very clear that it turns into a shlamim. Even if I have any other carbon in mind, Chatas, Asham, Bechor, Meiser, Temura, whatever other carbon I have in mind, it turns into a shlamim. The Gemara for the past daf, this is a daf discussion. The Gemara for the past daf tried to play with the drasha in terms of klal uprat uklal. Tried to suggest maybe it can turn into other things. Ultimately, when the day is done, this is the final halacha. This is the bottom line. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavog. Rav quotes Mavog. Okay, Rashi tells us it's the name of a Talmid Chacham. Okay, and I don't. Can't think of another time where he comes up, but that doesn't mean anything. I'm sure he does. It is a rare name. Let's put it that way. Chatas sheshach l'shem chatas nachshon kshera. Okay, we're going to leave the world of Pesach and we're going to go back to the world of chatas. I shecht the karmic chatas and I shecht it l'shem chatas nachshon and I shecht it for the sake of chatas nachshon. Okay, chatas nachshon. What are we talking about? So, Rashi tells us, it's the fourth line down in Rashi. Seir chatas de Chanukas and Nesiim. Okay? Get ready for Chanukah. We're going to read the Nesiim. During the inauguration, they brought, right, Parshas Naso, longest Parsha in Chumash. So, and in the Parsha, so we have the the Chanukah, the inauguration of the Mishkan, and every Nasi brought a karban. And every Nasi not only brought a karban, but every Nasi brought every type of karban. Right? It makes perfect sense, by the way. In other words, if you're inaugurating the Beis HaMikdash, or not in this case the Mishkan, if you're inaugurating the Mishkan, you're going to inaugurate it with every type of karban. And when I say every type, so I mean included in that, of course, is chatas. Now, did Nachshon do anything wrong? No. This is just part of inauguration. Part of inauguration is that you're going to bring every type of karban. We know these psukim. So he brings a chatas. Right.
What was the chet?
Now Rashi. To be fair, Rashi on Chumash says maybe. Where's Rashi? Rashi says par echad miyuchad shebe. Right. Sira zimachal lechatas lechaper al kever hatahom tumas safek. So Rashi says, well, when they're walking through the desert, and you know, you don't know who's being buried in the desert, and they may have walked over a kever, and then on top of that, gone into the Mishkan. Okay, that's Rashi and Chumash. Okay.
So it's a classic
Tumas Mikdash and Kedoshim. Right. So Tumas Mikdash and Kedoshim. But there's no... Hedy, let's say it's simple. Right, it's a preemptive. Let's say it's simple. There is no chet. Okay? I'm not trying to contradict Rashi. Just in other words, Rashi is giving us a possibility, but there really is no chet. In other words, in our Gemara, let's just say it's simple. There's no chet.
Different than a Nazir's.
In fact, your question is so good, the Gemara is going to ask that question later on. Okay, so Amar Rav Mishmei Demavok Chatas Sheshachta Shem Chatas Nachshon Ksheira. And the point is like this, that when the Kohen Shechted this Karban Chatas, now again, we know when it comes to Karban Chatas, Shelo Lishmo is a disqualifier. You cannot change the designation of the Karban by Chatas. If you do so, the Karban will be nixed, just like a Karban Pesach. Good. What if you change it for a Chatas that's not a real Chatas, that's a fake Chatas? Well, what's an example of a fake chatas? So the Gemara uses Nachshon as an example of a fake chatas.
It's better than Nazir because it's not for
Cherry. All right. Okay, so stay tuned, Craig. So Nachshon Kshera. So the Amakra, Zos Taras HaChatas, Tara Achas, L'chol HaChatas. So even though it's a fake chatas, but when all said and done, it's a chatas. Meaning, look, you're right. By Nachshon, he didn't do anything wrong. And none of the Nesim did anything wrong. And they're all bringing a chatas, every one of them. Okay, but still, it's called a chatas. So the Gemara says, so if the Kohen has chatas Nachshon in mind, even though it's not a real chatas, quote unquote, but it's a fake chatas, but still it's a chatas.
But the question is, does that even apply in our times to bring a chatas Nachshon for any reason?
No, but...
So why would the Kohen have that in mind?
Good, like, so again, just... Be patient. Right. Work with me a little. So Yasav Rava v'kamal alahash ma'isa isve Rav Misharsh leRava Rabbi Shimon Omer. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon tells us the following. This is the first Tosefta in Menachos. Reish Perakama de Menachos. See on the side of the page, and it's also you're going to find this in the beginning of Menachos and Daf Beis Menachos. Okay, call on Menachos Shenik Mitzu Shelo Lishman Ksheros Va'alu Labalim Lishum Chova Lefi Sheina Menachos Damlos Lizvachim Shehakomets Machvas Lishem Archeshes Masem Ochichen Ala She Machvas Chareva Lishum Belula Masem Ochichen She Chareva. Okay, when we get to Menachos, we'll do this in much better detail. I'll do this better. But just know, right, go through the second parak of Vayikra, and you'll see there are different types of menachos. There's a machavas, there's a marcheshes, there's a belula, there's a chareva, okay? There are different types of menachos, and they actually are different, meaning that a chareva, no oil, a marcheshes, deep fried, a machavas, shallow pan, right? Different types of menachos. So here, Rabbi Shimon's of the opinion that there's no such thing as shinui when it comes to a mincha, because ma'aseha mochichen ala, because you are preparing it, each one in its own individual way. It's not like a karban where it's the same animal, it's the same shechita, and your mindset really will determine what it is. It's not like that. By a mincha, ma'aseh mochichin alav. So according to Rabbi Shimon, mincha is different than karbon, than zevach. Ava bezvachim in okay, shechita achas akulan, kabbalah achas akulan, zvika achas akulan. But when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to animals, it's all the same procedure. Shechting, Kabbalah Saddam, and Zrika.
But it's not the same kind of Zrika for everyone either. It's different. Right?
Different number, different quantity.
Right. Right.
Correct. Right. Correct. Correct. Point taken. Time of the Masem Ochichanav. Hey, Masem Ochichanav, alone. So the Gemara says, okay, but even in the Rabbi Shimon world, so the you need a different Maisa, but without a different Maisa, so then no. So amai lema zos toras amincha torah achas ochol amenachos. So the Gemara says, but don't we have, at least in principle, mincha being uniform? The mincha is a totality. Ela iidmar hachi iidmar. So the Gemara says, fine. So in other words, what bothers the Gemara is that, look, mincha is exceptional because ma'aseh mochichin alav. But without that framework, without that concept, minchas are different than one another. Meaning, a marcheshes, a mach, they're all different than one another. And even though they're all menachos. So, you know what? Chatas, same thing. Same thing by a chatas. Meaning, a chatas nachshon is not the same as a chatas chelev. So what do you want to tell me? They're all called chatas, so what? They're different chatos. So the Gemara is still bothered by the fact that no, it shouldn't be like what Mavog said. Mavog said that if I shechta, the same chatas nachshon, it's fine. No, it's not. It's not fine. It's a different type of chatas. So the Gemara says, "Ele itmar hachi itmar amar of mishmei the Mavog chatas sheshachta amenas she's kapra ba nachshon ksheira ein kapara lemesim." So the Gemara says, "Well, okay. So maybe this is what Mavog said." So we reject. We actually reject the first version of Mavog. We're going to go to version number two. How about if that Nachshon has a kapara? Nachshon's dead. Ain kapara lemesim. Second time in the Masechta we saw this concept. So velema meis ba'alma hakamashlan time of the meis hadachai dumi de Nachshon psula. So the Gemara says, if it's somebody who's alive, similar to Nachshon, it would be no good because then that would be shinui balin. So the Gemara says, well, let's say I have somebody else in mind who's obligated to bring either a chatas of a nazir or a chatas of a mitzara. The Gemara says, hani olos ninhu. Chatas nazir, chatas mitzara, they're like olo. Rashi says, because it's a gift. Right? In other words, they're not real chatas. They're not chatas chelev. Ela I itmar, and just add one more point, and as Rashi points out, we learned already that if I shech the chatas on behalf of someone who's obligated to bring an ola, that's not shinui balim, because it has to be somebody in your category, somebody in your ballpark. Ela itmar hachi itmar. So the Gemara is going to give us version number three, and we'll finish with this today. Am Rav mishmei demavok chatas sheshachta al shemechuyev chatas kinachshon kshera chatas nachshon ola hi. So the Gemara says, yeah. So you know what? You know what? It means like this. If I shecht a carbon chatas with a person in mind, not the owner, but somebody else in mind, who brings a chatas like Nachshon, meaning an Ola type chatas, that's fine. Because he's not in your ballpark. He's not. Ika da amar amar av mishmei de mavog, chatas shechta shem chatas Nachshon psula. No, I'm sorry. Let's stop over here. Sorry. Okay, so we have right now versions number 1, 2, and 3 of Rav quoting Mavog. Version number 1 talks about differentiating different types of chatas. The Gemara ends up rejecting that. In other words, there are, in fact, different types of chatas. Version number 2, shechting it for so that Nachshon would receive a kapara, meaning Nachshon who died thousands of years ago. That's fine, because in kapara lemesim, and so therefore it's not shinui balim. And version number 3, which we're right now in the middle of, shechting it for somebody who has to bring a chatas mitzora, chatas nazir, and those are not quote-unquote real chatos, and that would be fine as well. Okay, we'll pause over here. We'll pick up tomorrow on Shabbos.